Hi, you've reached Bible Time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is wrestling matches. Have you ever been to a wrestling match? I've seen them on television. They throw each other around. Boy, it's pretty bad. Two people in the flesh fighting every which way. Well, the Bible talks about a wrestling match. Paul wrote to the Ephesian church, I believe it was, and he said, "We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places." That brings up a big question in my mind. Why am I being mad at all these people? They're flesh and blood. And there's a perspective that Paul wanted to get to the people, because the people were nitpicking and gossiping and criticizing each other and saying, "I'm better than you and my ministry's better than your ministry," and all this childish stuff in the flesh. And Paul was trying to get them to say, whoa, hold on. Our battle's not with each other. Our battle is with evil in high places, spiritual wickedness. That's where we need to be fighting. And if we are a soldier of the Lord, if we are just a Christian, just going from day to day, we're going to have spiritual wickedness dogging our heels. You don't believe me? Listen to what Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8. He said, "Now your enemy, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, roams the earth, seeking whom he may devour." He goes on to say, "Resist him steadfastly in the faith." So we know that there is an active devil, Satan, spiritual wickedness, evil spirits that are dogging our heels, roaming the earth, looking for somebody to devour. And if he can come through you or anybody and make some suggestions about, "Well, you know, she shouldn't have said that. And he shouldn't have did that. And boy, the pastor, I don't know why he's preaching that." And, you know, and all of a sudden, criticism and jealousy and the deeds of the flesh fly up and come out as weapons and attack us. And it's could be through a mother or father. It could be a brother or sister. Could be a church member. Or, you know, it could be a boss or co-worker. It doesn't matter who, it matters that it happens. It also matters not only that it happens, but it matters what we do in relationship to it. And if we realize that they're not the real enemy. Now, they're being used of the devil, and sometimes you have to back away from them, and you have to say, "Well, you know, you're being used of the devil. I don't want to associate with you." And you don't have to tell them that. You can just walk away, stay away, and say, "These people are idiots. I don't have to hang around them," because they let the devil use them. Our mission is to go on and serve the Lord, walk with him in righteousness, and be happy. That's pretty hard to do sometimes, isn't it? It's pretty tough to walk the Christian life and talk the Christian life and live in the Christian life in the Spirit. It's pretty hard sometimes. Sometimes we even have to labor to enter into God's rest, because everybody's picking at us. Today, I want you to remember, when something is happening around you that's negative, that people are doing something that you don't like, realize they are not your enemy. Enemy secretly is behind the scenes manipulating the situation. That's the one you come against. And you can do that just under your breath. You can say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Just like Jesus did when he spoke to Peter. That was a prime example. When he says, "Oh, you savor the things of man, not of God." And that's a prime example of how the devil used Peter to come against Jesus. And so we can do the same thing. "Get thee behind me, Satan." We have the authority to rebuke the devil and cast him out of the situation. So remember that. People are not your enemy. They're being used of the enemy, and you have to watch them carefully. You have to keep them at arm's length and keep them outside of your circle if necessary, and even outside of your friendship if necessary. You go on and be who you are and follow God and serve the Lord. So think about it. God bless you, and have a great day.